Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
Okay, folks, we're going to get right to it. It is Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay, your host. Jeff Coles is my co-host out in Mount Vernon, Ohio, where it's about 8 degrees. And,
yeah, well, actually, it climbed a degree. It's 1 degree higher. Oh. It is now 9. Well, we are in the tundra. We're in the tundra of Mount Vernon, Ohio.
That's right. So we're going to get right to it, Jeff. And we're going to bring in Philly Jeff because he's joined the call as well. And
Mr. Philly,
gentlemen. All right.
Where?
You know,
where?
What? Wild card weekend last week was kind of crazy. Divisional round this week had its crazy too. And I want to start with the fact that I hate the Hail Mary, and I hate when it works because all it is luck. Although, you know, I guess there was a little skill. There was skill in that guy Janis catching that ball. But it should never happen. It just should never happen. And Aaron Rodgers has done it twice this year. And it fries my shorts because they keep talking about, how does he do it? How does Aaron Rodgers do it? What are you talking about? He throws the ball up in the air. He doesn't do anything except throw the ball in the air.
And you know, Rob, that one at the end of regulation that he threw, there was absolutely no excuse. The defensive backs of the Arizona Cardinals needed to try to bat the ball away and not go for an interception, and that is why that is why they went to overtime.
Yep. Philly Jeff, your thoughts?
Oh, well, I mean, you're correct. Well, let's just launch this missile and, you know, see who catches it. But, you know, if nothing else, if it fall into the ground, then it took away from, quite the overtime, you know. So, you know, it's a plus and a minus.
Well, that's true, and I was really happy to see Arizona, you know, come right back down the field with two or three plays to win that game. What happened? Because I didn't have the sound up. What happened with the coin flip for overtime?
I don't know that part.
I do know that part. Judgment, it didn't flip. It's just it was almost like somebody took it and just set it on the ground. And then and that's what it was. They said that's not a proper flip because it didn't flip.
Right.
Was it deflated?
How the hell? Yeah.
How does that happen? It's a miracle.
Yeah. So I assume then they flipped it again, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
They had a do-over flip. Is that the first do-over flip in NFL history?
Probably. Well, yeah, probably. Let's not forget, I don't remember, was it playoffs or Super Bowl when the flip was messed up, where the referee thought he heard heads, but tails was actually called, and it was, and I forget that game and what it was, but I do remember that occurrence, and then, of course, they went since. Yeah, go ahead.
Was that the guy that called the Miss U.S. or Miss Universe pageant or Miss USA pageant?
Yes, Steve Harvey.
Yes, Steve Harvey was the ref that day. Okay.
He's already out there, by the way, on Facebook. Somebody posted up Steve Harvey saying, the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
That's, it's all. Good. He's never going to get out from under this. So
no,
that's
no.
all. Oh, and by the way, I just read something this morning because of this coin toss. Going forward, they're going to do it instead of a coin. They're going to do rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
Very good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Some craziness that, and of course, the Green Bay Arizona game was a little crazy. What else?
I was disappointed with the Kansas City Chiefs defense. I was absolutely disappointed in the fact that they could not go after Brady. They couldn't do anything about Gronk, and they just got, you know, run all over.
Yeah. I don't, you know, well, look, there were several games. That game, the New England game, and the Denver game, I don't understand how deep, and I was disappointed with Denver's defense as well.
Yeah.
I don't understand how either of those defenses can let people like Martellus Bryant and Gronkowski, who else? Some of the other guys that they just left wide open.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happens.
Karma. You stomped all over Houston. We stomp all over you. But I mean, let's face it. It comes down to one word, doesn't it? I mean, truly.
Yeah.
And it'll be this way until the guy retires. Brady. The guy knows how to win. I don't like that team. No, I hate that team. But the bottom line is, except when they play the New York Giants in the Super Bowl, they find a way to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to admit,
I agree with that, but let's look forward a little bit. This is probably more wishful thinking than anything else, but I don't think they'll find a way to beat Denver in Denver next week.
Yeah, I think they're going to have their hands full.
Well, keep in mind, who would you like to win? Which two teams would you like in the Super Bowl? Because obviously my picking Seattle and Pittsburgh was the kiss of death, so tell me who you want me to choose, and then it'll be the other team.
Yeah, but, of course, the NFL is going to be happy with this. The networks are going to be happy with this because for one last time, Brady and Peyton are going to be facing off.
Right, right. And I'm guessing that it may actually be the last time. I think Peyton needs to retire after this year. Whether he will or not, I don't know. I mean, if they get to the Super Bowl, and obviously if they win the Super Bowl, I think he'll probably will retire.
Well, that would be a story. It'd be a great story for anyone.
Well, that's a Ray Lewis story. You know?
Yeah.
Although Ray had declared his retirement previous, but it would be very similar to that. To answer your question, Philly Jeff, I at this point I would take either of the NFC teams. I like Carolina and I like Arizona. I could take either one of those. I like Cam Newton. I actually like Carson Palmer. Even though he played for the Bengals for all those years, but I like him and I think it's a good story. So I could take either Carolina or Arizona. I'd like to have Denver in the Super Bowl. I don't want to see New England go back, and I don't want them to have the opportunity to win two in a row. And I'm very glad that Denver won, because then I would have had a difficult time next week having to root for the Steelers, because I think I would end up rooting for the Steelers over the Patriots.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. Again,
no,
I'm going to pick New England and the team from the NFC, and that'll be it for Tom.
you know, that Carolina bothers me. The one thing that disturbs me about Carolina, and you know they've been so great all year, is that they hit the cruise control a little too soon. And they did it against, I think, the Giants, and where they had a big lead and they pulled it out. And now this last week, they don't have a killer
you're
instinct.
Right. I half agree with that. I mean, you're absolutely right. And the only time that they weren't able to do that this year, because they did it a lot, but was the you know the Falcons game that they lost. On the other hand, you know, you get to the second half with a 31-0 lead, and you know, I kind of get the fact that they want to just try and run the ball and run the clock, and they do just enough to hang on and win these games. So you're right; it seems like they don't have a killer instinct, but they still.
Yeah.
They've only lost one game this year.
But hanging on will not work going forward, especially these last game against Arizona. And,
sure,
how quickly Carson Palmer can get his offense down the field.
Right. But I think in those scenarios, they won't have the opportunity to hang on, so they'll have to keep playing, at least. I'm kind of hoping that. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's just for a second, let's say that Tom Brady makes it all the way back to the Super Bowl. Which of those defenses, Arizona or Carolina, do you think? And I don't even know if I have an opinion on this as I ask this question, but. Which of those defenses do you guys think has a better chance of corralling and stopping Brady, Gronkowski, Edelman, Amendola? I don't know. Which one? Jeff Coles.
The one with the least complicated set of plays. The one that can quickly regroup themselves and quickly set themselves up for different situations because the Patriots like to switch and change their offense and do the audibles and they like to call their plays very quickly, set up very quickly and don't give the defense a chance to substitute and respond.
Okay.
And
Billy Jeff?
I don't know which one that's going to be.
Period. Here's my philosophy. I don't care which quarterback you have out there. I've always seen this with the Eagles and the Giants. Whichever defense can get to the quarterback. And I don't necessarily mean a sack every time, but whoever can pressure a quarterback the best will, whichever of those two defenses. I saw a fair amount of that with Carolina. I saw a fair amount of that. It, you know, could be the one, but again, if you can't pressure the quarterback, you can put almost any quarterback out there, Brady or anybody else. If you don't get pressure, you're going to get beat. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I think the defense that can confuse Brady, but they also need to take away all that short stuff. And Philly Jeff, you're right. Pressure on Brady. Now, of course, he was a younger quarterback at the time. But if you recall the first the playoff game that the Ravens played the Patriots going back a few years now in, I think it was in New England. Where they just own them. Actually, from the get-go, I think that the first play from scrimmage was a Ray Rice 70-yard rushing touchdown. But in that game, they pressured Brady a lot. They had him on the run, and he did not play well. So you're right, pressure on any of them, but I think if you can pressure Brady and confuse him, it's a lot like the Peyton Manning scenario. That's what you're going to be able to do. And I'm not sure which one of those defenses is a better confusing defense. I kind of think maybe Arizona, just because Bruce Arians, I think, isn't Arians a former defensive guy?
Yeah, in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh for a period, wasn't he? I'm gonna have to look him up because I can't remember.
Look who's running Carolina, a former Philadelphia coach.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's coaching Kansas
right.
City? A former Philadelphia coach. You know, I mean,
yeah.
The teams that have been successful have been bred out of Philadelphia. I wish we, like, I don't know, kept one of them.
And look who's quarterbacking half the teams in the NFL, Cleveland Brown quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's true. Let's not forget there are a bunch of former Ravens coaches coaching. And one of those coordinators has made it to the AFC Championship in Gary Kubiak.
Yeah.
Of course, you know. He only was there 1 year.
But that was just a whistle stop. That was just a whistle stop for him.
Yeah, right. Right, of course. Of course.
There's a current coach in Baltimore that I was hoping would be an ex-coach by now, but I guess that's not going to happen.
No, we're not going down that road because we just disagree on that one a lot. Oh, and by the way, I was noticing, Philly Jeff, particularly I think last night, the Pittsburgh game and pretty much any of them, the Seattle game, anytime there's some kind of a penalty call, you see any of the coaches and any of the quarterbacks and any of the receivers throwing their hands out wide out in the air and giving these quizzical looks of, what? Why did you call that? What's wrong with that? So it's not just John Harbaugh.
Why I said I didn't want Tom Coughlin in Philadelphia. He's a good coach, but I could not take 1 minute. That guy looks like he's having a flipping stroke. The face gets red, the hands go out. I'm like, dude, call 911. This guy's going down.
I know
the guy that you know who I would take coaching in Philadelphia right now, and I know he tends to be a little whatever, and he's not going to be the guy, but I'm sorry, the guy in Pittsburgh, I'd take that guy as head coach in Philadelphia right now. I still believe for what he gets out of what he has, you know, the fact that they were able to prop up Roethlisberger yesterday and make it a game, more power to him.
Yeah.
But.
Mike
what,
Tomlin, right?
I know. Yeah, Tomlin. And of course, you said that last week. I heard something, and I'm going to try to look for the video here anyway. Did he did something where he tripped the referee? Was it in yesterday's game? Did you guys hear about this?
It wasn't him. It was somebody else. Yeah, I just saw that this morning. I forgot who it was, but it wasn't.
Oh,
it wasn't a head coach. I think it was one of the. Shoot, it was on Facebook this morning, the other one, ESPN. See if I can dig that up real fast because that was very unusual.
Yeah. It seemed to me, I heard it on the NFL Network, like from the other room, and it seems to me they were talking about, because they alluded to his trip of Jacoby Jones I think it was a Thanksgiving game a couple years ago. And
here, Oregon State's Reed tripped.
Oh, it wasn't Tom.
No.
Yeah.
It was a football. Then this must be from. Oh, now wait a minute. Is this a football game or a basketball game? Oh, it's basketball.
Oh, that may be.
Okay then.
Here we go. It's a player.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a player. Oregon State player.
Yeah.
Trips.
Right there you go.
The referee. Yeah. Here we go. I'm seeing it. Jarmel Reed forces a turnover.
Right.
Dives on the ball. He extends his right leg, which
oh my god, that's excellent.
Well, that's an idea.
Now, you know, the worst thing is Mike Tomlin is reading this story and saying, huh. <There's an idea." laughs>
Right. Actually, what he's probably saying is he's probably saying, well, the guy's been maybe, I don't even know if he's going to continue playing, but I guess he will. But he's looking at him and saying, I'm going to draft this guy to be one of my coaches.
Yeah, there you
I think
go.
That, yeah.
Right, if the Pac-12 kicks him out, he said, that's all right, I got a job in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right about Tomlin has gotten a lot out of the players with all the injuries he's had and managed to make it as far as he did, and he didn't even have to insert himself in the game.
Don't say insert. He's gone.
Well, that's true.
God.
That's true.
Anyway.
Okay, so Chip Kelly has found himself a head coaching job in San Francisco. Now, I don't know, maybe... Yeah, maybe this is a win situation for Kelly, given that he actually goes to a team that has a quarterback that fits the kind of offense that he likes to run.
Right.
Billy Jeff, I want to go to you on this first. What do you think about that? Having watched the Eagles under Kelly for the last year or so, and what do you think about this move to San Francisco?
Well, if he pulls the same crap he pulled in Philadelphia, it's my control all the time, and I don't have to listen to anybody else. I don't know. But the other thing was the 49ers didn't seem all that hyped up about Colin Kaepernick. So I'm like, well, there was some talk about he might even be there anymore. But
I think that was a coaching issue. I think that was the Tom Sula coaching issue, because with Jim Harbaugh there, he loved Kaepernick and used him, fairly well. So we'll see. Jeff Coles, you got any thoughts on that?
Well, he can't really hurt San Francisco as much because, that team's already, had major problems of its own. Perhaps he can actually improve this situation. And I think the problem with Chip Kelly might also be, which is a problem with a lot of successful college coaches, is that he's not coaching people that are 18 to 22 years old. He's coaching men, and he's coaching people with their own opinions.
Yep.
And they're that's tough.
Now, that's true. That is a mind shift, and some guys can do it. Somebody like Pete Carroll certainly has been able to do that.
Yeah.
Philly Jeff, you do have a new head coach in Philadelphia, and it's the former Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson. I don't know
the
a whole lot
about concern
there.
Him. He's picked the entire staff, and he hasn't signed a contract yet. He is not the coach in Philadelphia.
Well, I think they just had to wait until after this weekend's games. They couldn't sign him until
I believe you were going to sign him today, but my concern is people are like, well, he wasn't a very good quarterback in Philadelphia. Irrelevant. Knowing the game and playing it, it's like we've had coaches in the past in Philadelphia. We only ever had one that actually played the game.
Right.
It's the knowledge of the game. It's an understanding.
Sure.
And look, Kansas City, look where they went. He was gifted with some really talented players. And my hope is he can come back and say, well, look, you can run 20 yards down the field and catch a ball. You can be handed off the ball and run blah, blah, blah yards. Yeah, let's give the man a chance,
Sure.
It can't be any worse. After this fiasco of this year, and we still won 7 games. So who knows? He can turn the corner. The main thing, it's got to erase the Chip Kelly thing. Got to pretend like, we gave it a shot, blah, blah, blah. Let's give this man a chance.
Sure.
If you guys can win 10 games, you can win that division.
Yeah.
Heck, you win 8 games, you can win that division. No, Washington. Washington won 9. So I mean that's.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
And of course you make a good point. It's just like teaching. There are people that can teach, and there are people that can't. There's certainly quarterbacks who played the game that weren't starters. I mean, look at Gary Kubiak. He was a backup quarterback in Denver, and he's made a very fine head coach, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was a very good backup quarterback.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens on that front. All right, we got a little less than 5 minutes left. Let's switch gears because I'm sure we'll have a nice debate on this one. Chris Davis re-signed by the Baltimore Orioles.
Woo-hoo!
6 years, $160 million, something like that. Jeff Coles and I both like the move. I think Philly Jeff doesn't particularly care for it. So we'll start with Philly Jeff.
I don't understand why I read something the other day that said Chris Davis is locked up in Baltimore till 2037.
Oh, that can't be right. Yeah, that has to be.
But I thought, well, as I texted Rob back somewhere in the last few days, my fervent prayer is that it's not another Ryan Howard contract, because as soon as he signed the big contract, I mean, I'm trying to understand why 23 home runs and, 80-some RBIs. I don't know that that's a bad season, but when you're getting paid $25 million, I guess that's a bad season. I hope Chris hits 40 home runs, you know, for the next 7 years. You know, heck, I hope if they get 3-4 good years, I think it was a good contract. I'm not much on long contracts, that's all. And I don't care who it is, because it's only
one player
in my estimation has ever earned that right. And it's not Alex Rodriguez. It's the guy in Detroit. That guy, what a player. Miguel Cabrera.
Cabrera,
God,
yeah.
What a player.
Yeah.
Consistent. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's a seven-year deal worth $161 million.
Uh-huh. 23 a year. That's good.
Which I turned down, by the way.
There you go. I'd rather live out here in the plus nine and in the tundra.
Yeah. look, I get it, Jeff. I get it. And you never know what he's going to do going forward. However, he's not moving towns. He's not moving teams. He's staying where he's had success, in a ballpark that's hitter friendly, where he's had success. So I think I also think Davis is one of those guys that when things are unsettled, he tends to not produce as well. So I think, you know, going into a year comfortable, everything's wrapped up for long term. There's nothing for him to think about except hitting the ball. And by the way, he's a pretty good first baseman.
Yes. So, he made himself an excellent first baseman. He worked very hard on his defense.
And he can play the outfield, and he's played third base a few times. And by the way, if we get in a real jam, he can pitch.
He has a wicked changeup.
You're going to hate this, Philly Jeff, but he's a modern day Babe Ruth.
Yeah. Oh, he's a Renaissance man. Baseball.
May I slam on the brakes, please? there are no modern days. That guy could go on the field drunk as a skunk and hit home runs.
Wait a minute. Only Babe Ruth could do that.
That's what he's saying.
Read about these guys, man. They could go out there in all manner of inebriation and club the ball. I mean, they they were men back in the day. I'm sorry. What we got now,
that's right.
Not so much. You know, the DiMaggio's, the Mickey Mantle's, my all-time hero. I don't know. He was a skirt chaser. He was a drunk. But you know what?
Yeah.
I worship that man because I didn't know about all the other stuff. It's what are you doing out there between the foul lines? And the fact of the matter was...
Sure.
I idolized Mickey Mantle. I idolized, and I was, keep in mind, I'm a Philadelphia fan, but before I knew all that stuff, it was, I got to go see what the Mick is up to.
And I just want to say about Davis, he gives the Orioles a left-handed bat. which is really important with all the other things that we talked about. And, you know, it gives that lineup that kind of variety and that kind of versatility. I agree with Philly Jeff. If we get, you know, 4 years out of those seven, if they're good years, then he's paid, you know, that's a contract well worth having been signed.
Sure.
Well, and
sure.
Here's my standing philosophy on all this stuff, primarily sports, but yeah, I'm sure there's other stuff. If I say that I disagree with this, not on this, not much long-term contract stuff, then do this, Chris. And I would say this about any opinion I've ever had. Shut me up. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Right.
No, I mean, seriously, yeah. I would be thrilled if he did hit 40 home runs for 7 years. Okay, then what'd he just do? He shut me up. But if he doesn't do it, then I don't want to give it I'm right and you're wrong nonsense. But, I more than, and you can ask my son Ian about that. I mean, I've said this a thousand times. If prove me wrong, shut me up, and I hope he doesn't. But I get real scared about extended crazy contract. And again, if he hits 40 home runs for 7 years, amen.
But look where he's hitting now. He's in a lineup. And he's hitting. He's got that. Who's the guy we got from Seattle? Oh God, can't
Trumbo.
Yes. You know he's in there, and Adam Jones is in there, and you've got some protection in that lineup.
Don't forget that Matt Wieters signed the qualifying deal to stay in Baltimore. I guess some of the good signs for the Orioles is that they kept they've kept some key players, so there's stability. Darren O'Day they re-signed, and that's that's key in the bullpen.
That's huge.
Matt Wieters took the qualifying offer. Davis now has been re-signed. They do pick up a Mark Trumbo because who's the outfielder that they got last year that didn't work out?
The
Pirates guy. Can't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. My brain's frozen.
Yeah, well, and we're gonna wrap it up here too because we're out of time. But Adam Jones there, Manny Machado. Jonathan Scope hopefully is able to be healthy for an entire year. We haven't even seen that. Now, I think a big question mark is what are they going to do at shortstop, because I don't know about Hardy, and nobody's talking
He's
about that, so we'll
him.
Have to. Yeah. We need
a leadoff hitter. We need to get Don Buford back. He's still around, isn't he? Left field.
Yep.
Left field.
Need
Don
that, corner outfielder that can lead off. Agreed.
Yes.
Well, remember, to quote Jeff Coles, we need that number nine.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, Don Buford was number nine.
Yeah. There you go. Don Buford, number nine.
That's right.
We need something. Hey, look at it this way. You might be able to get a shortstop out of Philadelphia because we got a prospect, J.P. Crawford. This guy is outstanding. So who knows? If they bring him up, we might have a shortstop for sale.
Hey.
Well,
and then
the other question is, you know, the Orioles has some shortstops in minor league ball, or do they have a third baseman somewhere around and they move Manny over to short and bring in a third baseman? So, I mean,
and
there
Manny's
are things they can do.
Shortstop. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So, things they can do, and it'll be interesting to see. All right. That's it, guys. We're out of time. Let's just go right around the horn here and get what your predictions are for Sunday, AFC Championship, NFC Championship, New England, Denver, Arizona Cardinal, Philly Jeff, go.
No. I refuse to curse. If Denver's defense can hold Brady, and keep in mind, Carolina, if that game had gone another 5 or 6 minutes, we may not be talking about Carolina at all. So here's my thought. If Denver's defense can hold Brady, and I believe it's Carolina versus Denver.
Okay. Jeff Coles?
If the Broncos can won't drop six of Peyton's passes to start the game,
yes.
I think
yes.
Denver and I think Carolina.
And guys, I'm going to go the same way. I'm going to like Denver and Carolina in the Super Bowl, which of course means that we're probably not going to have that matchup since all three of us have called for that. But
yes,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Denver, Carolina in the Super Bowl. At least that's what I hope it is.
Yes.
There you go. That's it. All right, guys. Enjoy championship weekend on Sunday, and we'll see if there are any more baseball signings as we go through the week, and we'll do it again next week. Good being with you both, as usual.
We'll see you around.
All right, folks, that'll do it for this edition of Baltimore Sports Talk Monday Morning Quarterback. I'm Rob McQuay for Jeff Coles and Billy Jeff Fire.
I'm Rob McQuay.
Have a great week. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You gotta see this porn site.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.